Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley area. This is a show where we always talk about retirement planning, and it's no different today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and it's good news that the American economy is heating up, but we do still have a rapidly changing world of inflation, of course, volatility and taxes. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, Eric will talk about how planning ahead for these potential risks could potentially help keep you tens of thousands of dollars in your pockets over your lifetime. So here's the number you need to know. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 1184. That's the way you can reach Eric, and he can help you with any of your specific questions. He'll be talking about the blueprint to worry less wealth today. Getting this blueprint, which he's offering you complimentary, can help you plan out your retirement. Again, the number 800-454-1184 to get on Eric's calendar, or of course, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann. So it's been kind of crazy because, of course, the market's been doing great. You know, people are getting vaccinated, right? So we're getting closer to hopefully having all this stuff, you know, behind us. And, you know, the Fed's still printing money left and right, which is very scary because nobody knows how this ends up. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last 2 weeks, I don't know, I have to probably take a picture of all these articles together or something, because I've just been seeing article after article that quotes various things about, this is the first time that's happened since 07. This is the first time that's happened since 1999. You know, I mean, stuff like, you know, the perceived risk in corporate bonds is the lowest that's been since 07, which is right before the financial crisis, right? And all the meltdown in bonds.
Right.
And different things, metrics on the market, how it's the most expensive since 07 and 99, right? So this is right before the dot-com crash, right before the Great Recession. It doesn't mean it's happening tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's happening next month, but it's probably meaning it's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And so maybe not this year, but, you know, very likely next year that there will be some sort of change. And, you know, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, probably not going to be a big deal. You know, it's something where maybe there will be a buying opportunity, right? The part that really scares me is for somebody who's in their 50s or 60s and about to retire or just retiring. That's when you can't afford to have these types of issues happen. And that's when you got to have some sort of protection from that downside, because it's not a matter of, you know, if it's coming, it's just when.
Right. Exactly. That's like, you know, they're kind of letting you know that, hey, this is sort of lurking in our future.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, was it like Game of Thrones, right? Winter is coming.
Exactly.
So, you definitely need to be prepared. And I think we've got more risks than we've had. I mean, the funny part is everything's going great, right? So why worry about the downside when things are going good? Well, that's exactly when you're supposed to worry.
Exactly.
About it.
Exactly. You know, I mentioned the consumer price index rose about 0.5% in March. So, you know, the economy is heating up. I guess a year ago, it's up 2%. The good news is that the Federal Reserve expects this to just be temporary. So what would you say, Eric, temporary or not? How do we plan for the reality that everything is certainly going to be more expensive as time goes on?
Well, that's just going to be always the case, right? And, you know, inflation is going to probably spike more. There's not as much of the government can do because they've printed so much money and it's just all out there. So just to give you some perspective, in the financial crisis, you know, which is all about finances, right? So that one, they printed $1 trillion. They went from $1 trillion to $2 trillion. This one, they printed already three, but they're getting close to $4 trillion. So they went from under four to almost, now they're getting close to $8 trillion of money that they just invented, you know, just since this time last year. And so what happens is, with all that extra money out there, it does start generating inflation concerns. And the only way they can do that is yank it back out. Well, they start yanking back money out of the market or out of the economy and at the towards the end of 2018. And guess what? That's when the stock market dropped 19%. It didn't have technically a, you know, it wasn't technically a bear market because it had to be 20.
Oh, right? My, yeah, almost.
You know, yeah, so who cares, right? You know, it was still a pretty big drop. And, you know, that's probably going to be what's going to happen down the road is if they're going to have to start taking some of this money back out. Otherwise, inflation will go back to, you know, maybe Jimmy Carter days, right? So we don't want to have that either.
No.
And that's one of the things that you need to be doing. You need to be watching out. And, I mean, I think right now one of the scariest places to have money is in bond funds. you know, you if you think about that 60-40 or 60-35, lots of times people don't exactly know what that means, that, those types of portfolios. And so what that means is if you've got 60-40, it's 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Well, there's only two things that can happen right now is bonds either stay down, interest rates stay low, and you make 1% to 3% probably, or interest rates shoot up and you start losing money. And so it's like, well, hold on. You're either not going to make hardly anything or you'll lose money. Where's the good side in this? Right? Yeah. And so that's where using steady income investments, other foundational investments can be a great tool to offset those. And especially, by the way, if you're one of those target date funds, you know, those 2030s, 2040s, 2035s, all those do is say you have so much in stocks and so much in bonds. And as you get older, they have more and more going into bonds. So if you're getting closer to retirement, then yeah, you may have a lot in bonds and you don't even realize it because you said, well, my fund doesn't say that. My fund says 2030. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that you need to do is look at how to lower your risk and look at how to, you know, really have some more money there that's going to be there for the long term. And so that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is we can actually, you know, help you figure out what is that risk level that you're at, get you a risk score, and then even show you some solutions on how to lower that risk going forward in retirement. And so that's one of the reasons why we came up with a retirement checklist to see, are you covered on all the bases? Have you done all the things you need to do? And this is a checklist we can just email you. All you have to do is text us the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
WealthCreatorRadio.com. Some great information there. And of course, Eric is here to help you retire well. That is what he does. He focuses on people retiring and he wants to help you as well. So reach out to him. Take the first step of action. Give him a call. Check him out on his website. And thanks for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Now, another thing that happened this past week on Wall Street was Coinbase becoming another publicly traded company. And Coinbase is a place online where people can go to buy those cryptocurrencies. Currencies like Bitcoin, things like that. Now, you know, don't really want to go into the cryptocurrencies, but I do want to talk about volatility because stocks are volatile. Bitcoin is extremely volatile, and volatility is probably the last thing we want in retirement, right? So how do you help people reduce that impact of market volatility on their retirement savings, Eric?
Yeah, well, looking at all the crypto stuff, and it can be good for some portion of your money and, you know, money that you don't mind losing, right? So, you know, and any time you talk about IPOs, I mean, one of the things that drives me nuts is lots of times they'll say, oh, this IPO shot up so much in the first day of trading, but then you look at the actual trading and it went down all day. Because of what they talk about is what the company went public at, but the first trade, say the company went public at $20, maybe the first trade was at 50. And if it ends at 30, they say the stock went up from 20 to 30, even though everybody who bought it lost money. So that's one thing to be thinking about IPOs is the math is sometimes announced incorrectly. And IPOs take a while for them to settle and kind of calm down. So, you know, that's one of the things that you want to look at too. Volatility, of course, will always be there in the stock market. And really, there's only two ways to solve it is have two other types of money. If you have everything in the market, stocks and bonds, they're all going to go up and down together. You're going to have that volatility. You're not going to have any solution for that. If you have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed and can't go away, and then you also have some money that is steady income paying you good dividends, that's money that you know that'll keep coming in and won't be so volatile. So right now, there's no cost, no obligation. If you just want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us, we'll go over what concerns you have and anything that you want to talk about. So give us a call. Set up a time at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hey, we're so glad you joined us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial here in Silicon Valley, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric is here to guide you. He's passionate about helping retirees. Now, every single year, you know, we have the change of the seasons. And when spring arrives, oh, it's so wonderful to see everybody being outdoors and things have to get done on that spring cleaning list. You work in your yards, maybe you have to fix the gutter, clean out the garage, whatever. And there's some kind of a sort of a sense of accomplishment when you can check items off that spring cleaning checklist. Same with your finances. They deserve that same attention as your home. But Eric, before we get into that, that's what I want to talk about. I want to know if you have any big projects that you have to tackle this year.
Well, nothing really huge on project-wise, but we always, you know, replant the garden. You have to, got a pool, so you got to, you know, clean off all the pool stuff, you know, all the patio furniture and all that stuff, get all the dust off and rain off stuff. So, right. So, yeah, so it's mostly about that. But, you know, it's always good to kind of clean the garage every once in a while, right? And do those things that, you know, that you've been waiting for. And, you know, same thing with your finances, right? I mean, you gotta be checking out that too, and you know, making sure, you know, there's no dust or there's a you know, no problems or leaks or anything like that, right?
So, Eric, let's talk about why this is so important to double check our finances on an annual basis.
You know, it's kind of like if you're just driving anywhere with a GPS nowadays, right? You want to make sure you're still in the right direction. It's not having to constantly say recalculating, you know, recalculating, do U-turn, right? You know, that's not good. Or make sure you have the right directions in there in the first place, right? So sometimes you think you might be heading one way or wanting to go someplace, and maybe you now don't. You know, I mean, that's really the reality of retirement is, you know, a lot of times you have one set of plans, and then as you get there closer, it changes. I mean, I'd say probably at least a quarter, maybe up to a third of my clients end up actually relocating where, either relocating or staying and not relocating, I probably should say, mm-hmm. where their kids are, in, not really for their kids, but more for their grandkids, right? So if the grandkids move away, they may want to move to that same state. They may have planned to move away, and you know, their kids have grandkids here now, and they don't want to move now. So, you know, that's one of the things that you have to be looking at is, you know, those things change over time. So the nice thing is if you have a plan, you can go back and say, okay, are we getting, you know, closer to this goal? Are we on track? Is everything right? You know, is everything going well? Or is there some sort of issue? You know, I mean, it's kind of like when you look, check out your sprinklers on the lawn, you know, is it doing this, you know, the street or, you know, your grass, right? You know, so you want to make sure that stuff's all pointed the same way. And same with your financial plan is, you know, really sitting down and every year looking at that and saying, okay, are we heading in the right direction?
Okay, so that makes me think every year we like to have a big patio party. And so, you know, the day of the party, you know, we're running around and I'm doing so many things in the kitchen and I'm ordering my husband around, you know, Bobby, oh, go downstairs and do this, da 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 da. And I finally decided what I need to do is have a checklist on the refrigerator ahead of time so he can just check it, because he always says, I feel like you're just ordering me around, you know, and he gets kind of mad and, you know, it just gets heated up because you're on a time frame trying to get everything done. So I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up a checklist and say, here's all the things that need to be done and just go to it, check it off as you go through all the things. You know, you mentioned the checklist on our retirement plan. Tell us what that's actually going to look like. If you could go into more detail, please.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things that people can do is they can actually, you know, text us and we'll send you a copy of a checklist. It kind of gives you a score and just goes through, you know, all the various things that you should have, you know, some sort of plan or have done something with. Now, you may have not done all of them, most likely not, right? But is that, I believe there's 34 items on there and stuff. So, you know, is are you, you know, 10 out of 34 or are you, you know, 25 out of 34, right? I mean, obviously, you know, we all remember back into getting those quizzes in school. You know, hopefully, you know, what's a passing grade and what's not. So,
right.
You know, how close are you? How close are you to actually passing that score? And, you know, the big thing about that is just making sure you get all that stuff done. I mean, you know, often I run to people that, you know, they still, I mean, I just ran into some people last week. They still haven't done, you know, will or trust, and their kids in their 30s now. I'm like, well, at least you don't have to worry about the guardians. So
that's right.
You know, but, you know, the kids have been around for 3 decades and you've been meaning to do this. Yeah, it's time to do some of these things. So, you know, that's the nice thing about a checklist is it at least tells you, okay, I've done this or I haven't done this. And then at least knows, you know, at least it bugs you enough, right, to say, hey, this is something I have to get done. And just sometimes knowing that you haven't done it is one of the big keys. So, you know, that's one of the things that if you wanted to get a copy of that checklist, all you have to do is, you know, give us a text at 800-454-1184. Just text the word checklist. Pretty easy. Text checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can also go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you can request Eric's book too, Worry Less Wealth. He would love to give you that book as well. So we just thank you so much for listening. We're talking with Eric Heckman today of Heckman Financial about all the confusing and high-risk strategies that you're going to be bombarded with in retirement. And Eric can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation one-on-one if you would like. And that will be a complimentary discovery visit. So again, take him up on this. That phone number, 800-454-1184. And thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We're talking about spring cleaning, you know, on a yearly basis, what we do to make any repairs that maybe Mother Nature has done over the winter season. But how can we know, or is there a certain sign we should look for that tells us, ooh, it's time to update our retirement plan?
Let's see. Well, if you have more than two 401ks, that's probably a good one.
Okay.
You know, if you've got, you know, a laundry list of old employer plans laying around, you know, anytime you change your employers, you should be really looking at the benefits and looking at, you know, what types of allocations you can have in that new plan. Or if your, you know, existing company changes plan, I mean, that's for sure. So those are some easy signs to say, hey, we should be doing something there. So one of the things that you want to do is you want to minimize your taxes, not for 1 year, but over your lifetime. And so that's one of the big keys to doing when you're looking at tax planning. So, you know, again, that's something that, you know, we can help people with. We can help them get that minimization of that taxes and, you know, hopefully extend that income actually a lot longer in life.
Eric, would there be any of the age milestones that would help us decide we need to check in on our finances?
Well, certainly like 59 and a half, right? That's when you can finally touch your retirement assets. And you can actually move money out of your existing 401k to an IRA and have a lot more investment options. So that can be a big one. 62 is the early time for Social Security, but ideally you want to wait longer than that. You know, the other big one, which probably I'd say most people are still retiring at, is actually 65. And, you know, that's because that's when you get Medicare. So even though your Social Security age may not be till 66 or 67, a lot of times, you know, hey, I can get my health insurance now. Let's get out of this job and, you know, go off and have some fun. So that's a big milestone for sure.
Right. Now, sometimes I think people think it's just going to be intimidating to talk to a financial professional. Tell us what your meetings are like so our listeners can understand and just paint that picture of what they could expect when they come in and see you.
Yeah. So, I mean, for most people, especially from radio listeners, often we just do either a Zoom or a phone call for, you know, 15, 30 minutes, just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns are, you know, and then we can set, if it makes sense, we can go to the next step, which would be actually creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, it's something we're usually charging $1,500 for, but right now we've been, you know, waiving that fee. So, you know, that's something where we can have you then sit down and go through all the issues that you have, the income, the investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So what we do is we just tell them that straight up. We just say, hey, here's some areas to fix or some areas you should look at. And, you know, it's up to you then if you want to work with us or not. So we're not some sort of high pressure sales place. We're not going to even ever you know, do any applications in the first two meetings. So, you know, that's something if people want to, you know, sit down and talk to us, all they have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can just leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, some spring cleaning tasks are better to just leave to the pros, and it's no different in retirement. We'll talk about that coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So some of the tasks on your spring cleaning checklist are going to be small. You know, some of them are going to be a little bit bigger. You might need to call in a pro to help you out. No different in retirement. And so that's where I want to go next, Eric. Explain the impact that having a financial professional can have on someone's retirement plan, please.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do around the house on your own, but there's some stuff you probably don't want to do. Not a big fan of doing concrete on my own if it's any sort of big thing, because you have to do work fast. There's a lot of stuff that a pro can do it in seconds because they've got the right tools, where you're trying to do it without that tool and it takes you, you know, so much longer, right? And then you also don't realize that there may be some tools you don't even know about. I mean, there's some kind of cool tools that sometimes, if you ever go to these tool stores, you know, channeling my inner Tim Taylor.
Yes,
right,
yeah.
You know, that you kind of go, oh my gosh, that's cool, right? And, you know, you wouldn't really need it, right? But if you're a professional doing that, you probably have one of those. And so it's something where, does it make sense for you to do it on your own or not? You know, lots of times people say, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, picking the index fund and you're set, right? And, you know, it's a very simplistic way of saying it, but, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, you don't need to go to the doctor. You just pick a medicine and start taking it. That doesn't make sense.
No.
But it's funny. People say the same thing about, you know, financial stuff. And so, you know, that's why, you know, really having a professional, having somebody sit down and saying, okay, hey, you know, this is what you should be doing. This is how you should be changing. You know, it doesn't matter how much you know about finances and do, there's still stuff you can learn. I mean, that's why, you know, people like Tiger Woods or, you know, any professional sports people have coaches and trainers. It's not that they need to know how to do it. They just need to make sure they're doing it the best they can. And, you know, and that's, I think, one of the big problems that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they don't know what you don't know until you realize you don't know it. And so, right, how do you not know what you don't know? So once you meet with a financial professional, I mean, I've talked with some people before where it's like, oh my gosh, you've got all this money in a taxable account and you guys could have been putting $14,000 away, seven each, into Roth for the last 5 years. And sometimes they've even had a financial advisor. And it's like, why has nobody been telling you to make this money tax-free? I mean, there's no downside of having tax-free money versus taxable money, right? So, you know, it's just some of these things where people just don't realize that they didn't know what they didn't know. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the big keys is just, you know, it's just like anything you do in life. If you have some second pair of eyes, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, you think you typed up something and it looks all good and then somebody finds a couple corrections, right? And you know, it's just always better to have somebody else look at something and give you a second opinion and, you know, really tell you where you're at and make sure you know that you're doing it right, or you may find out you're doing some stuff wrong.
Right. At least, you know, we value our home, so that's why we like to keep it up, you know, and spring seems like a really good time of year to just sort of refresh and do everything. Same thing with our money. We all value our money, but the way some people handle their budgets might show otherwise. I want to talk about this, Eric. When you dive deep into asking your clients what they value most, is that budget discussion difficult?
I don't know if they just have no clue. They just don't want to face reality. Probably the most stark one I had recently was had a couple come in and their take-home pay combined was about $14,000 a month. And she said, or maybe it was $13,000, but she said, yeah, we need only about $6,000 a month to live on. And I'm just looking at their take-home pay and going, well, so you guys are putting, what, $7,000 away a month? She's like, no, we don't have anything in savings right now. Yeah, that's why we had to take a 401k loan and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, how do you think you're spending? You know, and then the husband, who's an engineer, goes, I did the math, and I think we need $14,000 a month.
Oh.
so what a married couple is, you know, difference of monthly income need is $8,000, $96,000 a year. That's a little bit different, right? So she obviously had no clue what they're spending, what they're doing. And, you know, and so, yeah, that is kind of a scary one. So the only way I've ever found somebody to, you know, the only truthful method to really know this is you take your last 12 bank statements, you add up all the withdrawals, and you divide by 12. That's the no BS. That's the no lying to yourself. That's the no nothing. That is how much you really spent. And assuming you're hopefully paying off your credit card every month with that checking account, it covers all credit card spending, right? Because you wrote the check from the checking account. And so, yeah, that would be your real number. And it's going to be a scarier number than you believe. And so, you know, so that's one of the things that you want to do is, you know, you need to know this stuff and you need to know it soon, you know, because if all of a sudden you're thinking you're only going to need, you know, like she's thinking she only needs $6,000 a month and, oh, between Social Security and a little bit of pension, she's like way more than fine, except for she's spending $14,000. Now, I mean, like we figured out about $3,000 of that was their two adult children living in their house where they're paying for their, you know, cars, they're paying for some golfing thing. One of them's doing, they're paying for a lot of stuff, right?
So, yeah.
You know, so that's some of the things that you have to say, okay, hold on, is this really what we should be doing for our finances for retirement? Or time to have them be on their own, right? One of the reports we could actually send you is how can you make sure your money lasts as long as you do? That's a really super critical item, right? You don't want to outlive your money. So if you want to get a copy of how to have that money last as long as you do, we can text, if you just text us the word money, we'll send you this link to download this report. And so again, text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about spring cleaning and comparing it to cleaning up our finances every year. Of course, we do the spring cleaning to keep our home from falling in disrepair, right? And we have a checklist. We want to make sure that we keep our home up. We might get to a point, though, where we can't do those things on that spring cleaning checklist anymore. And to that point, you know, we want to pass things on that we value to the next generation. So I want to get into estate planning. How do you help ensure that retirees have legacy and estate plans in case something happens to them?
Yeah, that's always a tough thing because we don't do the actual legal documents, but we're kind of more the one who's pestering them or annoying them and saying, hey, get this done, you know. But one of the things we do help with for sure is looking at all the beneficiary designations. One thing that a lot of companies have added in the last 5, probably 10 years, it sounds like a disease, but it's called perstirpes. And so it's a Latin term that basically perstirpes means versus per capita, says it goes down your lineal descendants and then up and over. And why is that important? Well, say you lost, you know, you pass away, but one of your children had already passed away and they had grandchildren for you. If you just left both kids as beneficiaries and you had not fixed this, it would just go straight to that one child and your grandchildren would be left out. But if you have per stirpes on there, it says, oh, well, if this person's passed away, it's going to go down to their descendants if they have any, and then up and over. So, you know, this is why you need a plan, right? This is, all this stuff is just really saying, okay, how are we going to tackle the spring cleaning, or how are we going to tackle, you know, making sure you have what you need to do for, you know, having a successful retirement. So, you know, what you want to do is have that income extended. You want to have that tax minimized, that investment maximizer, you know, navigate through that healthcare dilemma and look at, have a template for legacy. And what we do is we create that all those five areas in the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something we're doing at no cost right now. So it's something where all you do is you set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We talk, we find out what issues you have. And then we can proceed to that next meeting where we actually show you all the things that you have in your plan, whether or not you've written them down or not, they're there. And then we'll run those out and see if there's some issues and some things you should fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or somebody else. Yeah, you know, it's really incredibly important to get that data, get that knowledge. So yeah, if you want to take that time to really take care of yourself, why don't you give us a call? You can leave us a message and we can set up a time at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, I heard some stat about something like half of all Americans have more than 50% of their house paid off, or the flip side would be, you know, half full, half empty, right? That they have more than half of their equity just sitting there inside their house untapped. And is that something they should be doing something with, or what's the your thought process on that?
Yeah, I mean, having equity in a home, which is the, you know, what's left over after you consider the loan, right? So the difference between what the house is worth and what you owe on it. So the portion that there is no debt on, that's equity. And having equity is certainly a good thing, right? We all like that. You know, there's safety in it, right? There's safety in the fact that if your house corrects by 10% and you had 50% equity, well, you still have plenty of equity. Also, you know, if you're tracking your net worth, equity in your home is technically part of your net worth. So, you know, that makes you feel a little bit comfortable. But, you know, the thing is it is a little difficult to kind of tap into it, right? I mean, you can't just knock on my window and say, hey, Drew, you know, you did my loan for me. Can I have a couple hundred dollars to, you know, go spend here or there? I've got some equity, right? You have to do something a little bit more involved than that to pull that money out. And so, you know, that would be something that somebody could consider is tapping into that equity.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously there's pros and cons, right? So I had a referral from a mortgage person that was, you know, basically saying that this is a good friend of ours, but they keep, you know, they'd inherited a property and they just kept cashing out, you know, taking money out and treating it like an ATM. I mean, and the loan officer said, no, I won't do another loan until you talk to a financial advisor, because they were just, you know, just rating it, and you know, it's going to be upside down at some point, and, you know, a little bit too highly leveraged. But so, you know, there's things like that. So you don't want to, you know, if you're going to pay off 30 grand or 50 grand of debt and then run it back up next year, okay, that may not be the, you know, the best, but what are some, you know, kind of good rules of thumb or reasons why you should be doing it, or, you know, and obviously maybe ones that you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah. I mean, to speak further to that end, you know, treating your home as a piggy bank is a recipe for disaster eventually, right? However, you know, there are decent things that you can consider when you pull money out of your home, you know, tap into that equity. So certainly, you know, the way that I look at somebody's scenario, somebody's, you know, overall picture is almost like a debt manager, right? So you've got your mortgage, right? But then typically people have car loans and credit card debt, you know, just student debt, right? Other debts involved. And so looking at it as at the big picture and saying, okay, well, you've got a mortgage here, right? You've got lots of equity and you have these other debts. Does it make sense to consolidate this, right? And so, you know, the big ticket items would be car loans. Those typically have larger monthly payments. And credit card debt is typically pretty high interest rate payments compared to a mortgage. So looking at that, you know, obviously, you know, there's no one size fits all. Oh yeah, you should always do this. But certainly looking at that could be a major benefit, even if you have a very low interest rate and you pulling out some money, you know, even if the interest rate goes up a little bit, it may be, you know, immense value for you to doing it. And that's what we would probably label as debt consolidation.
And then what about improvements? I mean, obviously that's kind of a bigger one for lots of times where people are going to be remodeling is, you know, what's your thought process on how to figure out that and plan for that, right?
Yeah. So, you know, at least my family, we love the HGTV shows and, you know, they, you know, with a shoestring budget are able to do just an immense amount of things to a home and it changes it. It's awesome, right? So that before and after is really what we're always looking for. Sometimes we skip through the middle of the show just to see the after. And so, yeah, I mean, renovating a home, there's a few benefits, right? Ultimately, if it's your primary residence and you live there, doing the renovation, hopefully it's something that you can use and benefit from and enjoy your home. But you can certainly overdo it or spend money on things that you're not going to be able to recoup the costs on. Right. So for instance, you know, getting a pool, I've got two small kids and we always are looking for ways to expend their energy. Right. So there's always a talk of should we get a pool or not? And believe me, I'm a water guy. I love pools. But recouping the costs, not always something that you can get from a pool, for instance. However, if you added square footage or added a bedroom, a lot of times, and again, there's no one size fits all absolute here, but a lot of times you're going to be able to recoup that cost and it's going to be of benefit, right? So there's a little bit of kind of give and take on, you know, what do you want, right? Because it's your home, right? You should enjoy living there, right? And then what would possibly benefit the actual value of the house? So it's usually just, you know, rule of thumb here, and they're meant to be broken. Usually, you know, small renovations are going to be of benefit, right? So a updated kitchen, not a chef kitchen, but an updated kitchen, that's usually a good, you know, get your money back kind of renovation. You know, professional painting, garage doors and front doors, it's the first thing you look at when you open up a house or walk up to a house. So those usually you get your bang for your buck on. So all of those things are certainly a good thing. You know, talking with a loan officer, talking with a real estate agent, talking with a contractor will help you kind of guide from what you want and also what you may be able to get back.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some people where they go insane on landscaping, which sometimes can be insanely expensive. And I don't think you always get the money for that. And we did put a pool in about, 15, 16 years ago now. And so we've definitely right. got our money back out of it. But yeah, no, I have seen times where people buy a house with a pool and then get rid of the, you know, remove the pool. So
yeah, a lot of times people don't want to deal with the maintenance and they fill it in with dirt and you go, gosh, okay, well, you know, that's what it is.
Yep. So yeah. And so any other, you know, things if somebody's looking to cash out. I mean, the other thing too on the loan side, though, it is a different qualification, right? So if you're doing what they call rate and term, typically where you're just refinancing and not taking money out, there's a lower set of hurdles, I think it is, and then it's a little bit tougher on when you're taking money out. Is that correct still?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. So there's a couple of industry jargon terms out there. Rate and term is basically when you're changing essentially the rate or the term, but not actually pulling cash out of your property. And then if you pull in cash out, that's go figure, called a cash out loan. And there is an adjustment. There's a fee that you pay for pulling cash out because it's slightly more risky for the investor, for the mortgage lender. But there is also another product out there that makes it pretty easy to tap into your equity, and that's a home equity line of credit. It's different than a mortgage. It's a line of credit. So, you know, basically they say, you know, here's X amount of money that you can pull out if you want to. You know, it's usually in the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? 100, 2, 3, sometimes all the way up to $500,000 that you can secure against your home. And then you only pay the interest on the amount that you truly are borrowing. And that's also another way that you can pull cash out.
Yeah. And the only drawback, by the way, on those is the Trump tax laws got rid of the ability to write off the interest on those. You used to be able to write off $100K of interest regardless of what you did with the money. I mean, if you went and paid vacation for it or whatever, it didn't matter. And,
Speaking of things you may not want to do with your equity.
Right, exactly. and so, you know, in one sense, removing the tax deductibility maybe makes people do less bad things or less bad decisions, hopefully. But right now, of course, interest rates are really cheap on those, but those are always variable rate loans too, right? So that's the
exactly. Exactly.
Big drawback. So as rates go up, those will be instantaneously increasing. So, so in terms of, you know, doing this analysis and doing the process, I mean, one of the things that I've had a lot of feedback from clients that I've sent to you guys is how great the consultative approach is, how you guys really analyze it. And it's not like just some online thing where you just go, okay, here's my rate. It's like, hold it, this might be better for you or this one. So tell people about, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you and you know, how to do the process.
Absolutely. So definitely talking to somebody, going through, you know, hey, I'd like to possibly tap into some equity. It's a very big decision. So you want to really have that consultative approach. So giving us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210, or checking us out online at o2mtg.com would be a great way to get started.
Yeah. And what was that phone number again?
Phone number is 408-610-3210, and that's O2 Mortgage.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on this month. And, you know, it's great information. We'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. When you go in and see him, his goal will be to help you solve any income gaps that you might have. So right now it's time, Eric, for you to give us an example of someone who has experienced some of those obstacles, and you have a financial fail for us today.
Yeah, well, since we do have the anniversary of 9/11 coming up here, and thinking back to those days where it was dot-com bust and then 9/11, and, you know, it was a pretty bad 3 years for the stock market. friend of mine who's a financial advisor down in San Diego told me the story about, you know, this guy come in and talked to him, and he said, "Oh, no, you know, you're too conservative. You know, I've got $1 million here. I'm going to take 50,000 out. I'll be fine." Well, the guy came back in 2003 into his office and said, "Hey, can you help me at all?" And he said, "Well, yeah, I remember we talked a long time ago and stuff." And well, he took the 50,000 out for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That $1 million was now 450,000. What happened? I mean, he was taking out 5%. That's not a huge amount, but there's a thing called sequence of returns, mm-hmm. right? He was taking that money out as the market was crashing and crashing and crashing. Guess what happens to those shares? They don't come back. They're gone. You spent them, right?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's one of the biggest risks. So really what, you know, my friend was trying to get this guy to do is have some money guaranteed. You know, have some money that you can't lose that can will always be there. Well, had he had that pot of money, he could have been raiding that pot when things were going down. And then as things went back up, he could have been switching back to the market money. You know, the other one I like to actually include in there is a thing called steady income money. These are things that aren't in the market, but they pay a good dividend, like 5 or 6%, and typically on a monthly basis. So, you know, that's one of the big problems is people don't realize that if you have all your money in the stock market and bond market, which is, you know, your 401k or retirement plan at work, you know, I think that's one of the problems is people don't realize how they're going to take this money back out. They just go, "Oh, well, the money's there. I'm just going to take it, right? And everything will be fine." And well, mm-hmm. you know, if you're lucky enough to retire in one of the rare times when there's never a down market, which, you know, let's see, when was that? You know, I mean, I don't think you can name really that many 10-year periods where there weren't some bad time periods in there. Obviously, some were better than others. So, you know, so that's one of the things that you want to do is you want to make sure that you have a plan, that you have something that's taking care of that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And that's what we can do here at Heckman Financial and Wealth Creator Radio. So, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.